I mentioned earlier that the University of Fort Hare Convocation Executive has been having a briefing today. For those of you that don't know what a convocation is, because some people don't know what a convocation is, it is those people who have graduated from a university. It's the alumni that form part of a committee that gets elected, that has a say on what still happens at that institution. So that briefing today is looking at recent developments around the university. There's lots of stuff going on at Fort Hare University. There's a big corruption case. There was a restraint order worth around 14 million rand. There is an SIU investigation. There was also protests by students who were accused of torching a university building as well on Sunday. They were released on bail. So let's have a listen to Convocation President Advocate Andile Mini addressing the media on allegations that have surfaced around the university.
Raising significant alarm about our esteemed university for the past 3 years. As the convocation, we have observed with deep concern the recent developments at the University of Fort Hare, which have led to a tarnished reputation and compromised integrity of our institution. It is public knowledge that the university has been in news recently for all wrong reasons. Its reputation has been significantly tarnished and an image greatly compromised due to high-profile news reports involving allegations of academic fraud, corruption, disputes involving its students, administrators, workers, and government over past 3 and 4 years. Since 2021, we have sought to engage management without luck to address this concern, nudging it to promptly take corrective measures to enhance the integrity and effectiveness of its admission process. Despite numerous attempts to engage with management and propose constructive solutions, we regret to note that our concerns have been met with indifference. The university, in our view, has failed to acknowledge the gravity of the situation and take swift and decisive action to address the underlying issues. We'll now deal with the issue relating to allegations of academic fraud.
So that is the president of the convocation, Advocate Andile Mini, speaking earlier. EWN reporter Gloria Motswere watching that one for us. Gloria, a big issue here for the convocation is the SIU investigation, all the corruption allegations as well. What else have they been saying about that?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So the main issue with the SIU investigation, according to what they are saying, is that they believe that the SIU does not have the specialized skills to deal with an academic fraud situation. So they are saying that they believe that the best people to deal with this would be the Department of Education. So they have written to the minister, Bladen Zimande, for him to make sure that there's an independent investigation that is looking into the investigation itself.
Is there a sense from the convocation, from listening to the president there, Advocate Mini, that they want to see this problem resolved at University of Fort Hare? Because it really is tarnishing the reputation of the institution.
Yes, they do. And that's exactly what they were saying, that when someone approaches now and says that I'm from the University of Fort Hare, automatically when they're looking for jobs, the reputation is so tarnished that it's making people worried that their qualifications are not going to be accepted. They studied for all these qualifications, but now as soon as you say I'm from the University of Fort Hare, automatically at the top of people's minds is the corruption case and the fraud allegations.
And the money for degrees and the scandals and all of that. We've also had this other issue at the university where there have been protests. There was a building that was burnt, a number of students being arrested. There was a bail application. Is there a sense from the convocation that there is a general concern about that kind of conduct too?
There is a bit of concern from the convocation around issues like that. They did say that safety is also a big thing for the students. And there's a bit of a divide in terms of the convocation and the university itself, because they were actually saying that we have all these issues that need to be addressed, but we have issues. We're trying to talk to the management, because every time we try and have a conversation, it's either there's no answers, it's either they'll tell us, they'll go back to the vice chancellor and just get answers from him, but otherwise there's never any kind of communication between the two of them. They did mention that the last meeting that they had with the vice chancellor was in 2021 when they were initially elected. So there's a there's too many challenges that need to be addressed, but there's a bit of a divide when it comes to the communication because no one is coming to play from the university side.
Gloria, thank you very much. Gloria Motswere, EWN reporter, having a look at this briefing by the University of Fort Hare Convocation Executive. Are you a graduate of the University of Fort Hare? Are you part of the alumni? What do you think about the reputation of the institution? Do you think that it has been eroded by these ongoing allegations, the controversy around the degrees that have been awarded, also huge corruption being investigated by the SIU? Let me know what you think about that.